孝感是2011年中考英语听力训练三。一，情景反应。根据你所听到的内容，选择正确的应答语。每小题读两遍。
1. Nice to meet you, boys and girls.
Nice to meet you, boys and girls. 2.
How about going out for dinner this evening?
How about going out for dinner this evening?
3. Let me help you take the bags.
Let me help you take the bags.
4. I'm going to Hong Kong this summer holiday.
I'm going to Hong Kong this summer holiday. 5.
Thank you for showing me your family photos.
Thank you for showing me your family photos.
2. 对话理解。根据你所听到的对话及问题选择正确的答案。每小题读两遍。
6.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've come over to say hello. My family has just moved into the house next door.
Great. Nice to meet you, Miss.
Call me Helen.
Question: Why does Helen come to the man's house?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've come over to say hello. My family has just moved into the house next door.
Great. Nice to meet you, Miss.
Call me Helen.
Question: Why does Helen come to the man's house? 7. Well, that was a wonderful meal.
Lovely. I enjoy eating out. Waiter. Come here, please.
Question: Where are they talking? Well, that was a wonderful meal.
Lovely. I enjoy eating out. Waiter, come here, please.
Question: Where are they talking? 8.
What are you doing, Daniel?
I'm reading this novel. It's really exciting. I can hardly put it down.
Shame on you. It's written for children.
But adults like me enjoy it too.
Question: Which is true about Daniel? What are you doing, Daniel?
I'm reading this novel. It's really exciting. I can hardly put it down.
Shame on you. It's written for children.
But adults like me enjoy it too.
Question: Which is true about Daniel? 9. Oh, Peter, what a surprise. You use chopsticks so well.
People here in China always ask me if I can use chopsticks. It's not hard. In fact, I could use them before I came to China. We have a few Chinese restaurants in the UK, you know. They are really very popular.
Question: When did Peter learn to use chopsticks? Oh, Peter, what a surprise. You use chopsticks so well.
People here in China Always ask me if I can use chopsticks. It's not hard. In fact, I could use them before I came to China. We have a few Chinese restaurants in the UK, you know. They are really very popular.
Question: when did Peter learn to use chopsticks? Ten. Tom, you look funny today. Ah, your shirt. Where did you get this ugly shirt?
Well, it was a present from my grandma. She said it was the most beautiful shirt in the world. What could I say?
Why didn't you wear your own t-shirt?
That's the thing. I don't want to hurt her feelings, so I just said I loved it. And she insisted on making me wear it the whole day.
Question: what is Tom like? Tom, you look funny today. Ah, your shirt. Where did you get this ugly shirt?
Well, it was a present from my grandma. She said it was the most beautiful shirt in the world. What could I say?
Why didn't you wear your own t-shirt?
That's the thing. I don't want to hurt her feelings, so I just said I loved it. And she insisted on making me wear it the whole day.
Question: what is Tom like?
Anna, I had a strange dream last night.
Really, Victor? What is it?
Someone gave me $1 million.
$1 million? Well, what did you do with it?
I was thinking about it the whole night. I need a car. I want to go traveling. Then I decided to raise money for charity.
I never knew you were so kind. Did you donate all the money?
No, I was laughing aloud, and then I woke up.
Questions.
11. How much money did Victor get in his dream?
12. What did Victor decide to do with the money in his dream?
Anna, I had a strange dream last night.
Really, Victor? What is it?
Someone gave me $1 million.
$1 million? Well, what did you do with it?
I was thinking about it the whole night. I need a car. I want to go traveling. Then I decided to raise money for charity.
I never knew you were so kind. Did you donate all the money?
No, I was laughing aloud, and then I woke up.
Questions.
11. How much money did Victor get in his dream?
12. What did Victor decide to do with the money in his dream?
What about your history class this afternoon, Millie?
We were supposed to have a history class, but Mr. Johnson was ill in hospital. So we had a geography class instead.
Your mother and I will go climbing on Saturday. Will you join us?
I'd like to, but I have to take an exam on Sunday. I think I'd better stay at home and study. By the way, will you go climbing in the mountains?
Yes, why?
I know it's summer, but it can get quite cold in the mountains, even in June, so bring a coat with you. You'll need one in the early morning.
Okay, we will.
Questions.
13. Who is Mr. Johnson?
14. What will Millie do on Saturday?
15. Which season is it? What about your history class this afternoon, Millie?
We were supposed to have a history class, but Mr. Johnson was ill in hospital. So we had a geography class instead.
Your mother and I will go climbing on Saturday. Will you join us?
I'd like to, but I have to take an exam on Sunday. I think I'd better stay at home and study. By the way, will you go climbing in the mountains?
Yes, why?
I know it's summer, but it can get quite cold in the mountains, even in June, so bring a coat with you. You'll need one in the early morning.
Okay, we will.
Questions.
13. Who is Mr. Johnson?
14. What will Millie do on Saturday?
15. Which season is it?
When
Jimmy was young, he always liked watches and clocks very much. When he was 18 years old, he joined the army, and after a year, he began to teach himself to mend watches. A lot of his friends brought him broken watches, and he mended them for them. His captain heard about this, and one day he brought him a watch and said, "My watch doesn't work, can you mend it for me?" "Yes, sir. I can," Jimmy answered. After a few days, he brought the watch back to the captain. "How much do I pay?" "Nothing, sir," Jimmy said. He took out a small box and gave it to the captain and said, "Here are 3 wheels from your watch. I couldn't find a place for them when I put everything back."
When Jimmy was young, he always liked watches and clocks very much. When he was 18 years old, he joined the army, and after a year, he began to teach himself to mend watches. A lot of his friends brought him broken watches, and he mended them for them. His captain heard about this, and one day he brought him a watch and said, "My watch doesn't work, can you mend it for me?" "Yes, sir. I can," Jimmy answered. After a few days, he brought the watch back to the captain. "How much do I pay?" "Nothing, sir," Jimmy said. He took out a small box and gave it to the captain and said, "Here are 3 wheels from your watch. I couldn't find a place for them when I put everything back."
Questions.
16. When did Jim begin to mend watches? Seventeen. Who taught him how to mend watches? Eighteen. What did the captain do one day? Nineteen. How much did the captain pay to Jim? Twenty. Did Jim make the watch work at last?